If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's do speed jokes. I'll ask Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy that. And I'm not going to vote for him if he comes up with the kind of answer you guys do. We got jokes sent in. They're sponsored by Team Hochberg from Shell and Aurora. And Nancy from Arlington Heights, she's the wife of Robert Mueller. And he's the author of A World War II Visitor's Guide to Normandy, Market Garden, and Bulge Battlefields. Linda Lottie in Naperville, thank you. Streeter Inspector Joe and Frank Toka in Kewaunee and Jeff Schultz in South Elgin. Mike in Minnesota, Dave Carr in Canada. You know, yesterday we got a joke from that Harlan in Arizona, who, as you may know, is missing his new girlfriend. She lives in San Diego. About that, Dave Carr in Canada writes, "Me, I want more from Harlan and his girlfriend. But if he's going to continue, it has to be juicier stuff." I do not want to hear juicy stuff from Harlan in Arizona about his girlfriend in San Diego. We also got a joke from Cheryl Campin and Kent Heisner and Piatone and many more. Andy, I've been hiding from exercise. I understand there's actually something called the Fitness Protection Program, and I believe I'm in it. I went to the doctor, and he said I have HD.
HD? What's that?
I don't know, but he says I have 80 of them. Never mind my age. I'm still the life of a party, you know, even if it goes until 8 o'clock. Oh, there's more lottery news.
Yeah, I heard.
The Amish Powerball is now up to 4 dozen eggs. Andy, I don't like yoga.
Really? Have you tried it?
No, but I tried bending over to pick up my keys this morning, so I'm pretty sure I will hate yoga. We got another church bulletin blooper to share.
Please join us as we show support for Tom and Mary. They are preparing for the girth of their first child.
You know, when I was a kid in trouble, my mom would say, "You're skating on thin eggshells, mister."
I think it's either skating on thin ice or walking on eggshells.
Whoa, boy, Andy. Now you've really opened a can of hot water.
John.
I mean it, Andy. You can lead a horse to water, but that won't keep the doctor away.
Okay, fine.
Speaking of doctors, a doctor walked into the exam room and found a patient with carrots sticking out of his nose. And broccoli was coming out of his ears. The doctor took one look at him and said,
"Well, I can tell right away you're not eating properly."